Two decades ago, Rodney King became a household name and a verbal symbol of injustice at the hands of law enforcement. As the shocking video of police brutality made headlines across the country because American cops engaging in such behavior was still relatively rare. Now flash forward to modern day history where you could surf the internet and find similar examples of police brutality, harassment, and oppression almost on a daily basis. Images of police beating protesters and other innocent bystanders has become a normality in our culture as America sinks into the depths of a tyrannical police state.
Why, oh why be a nigga? I ride for my niggas, I die for my niggas. Really, I gotta justify that nigga when it's clearly they tryna rewind back, niggas got a theory. If niggas stand by, they niggas, nigga, ride for this motherfucking life God give us. In this moment, God forgive us. Tonight we going looting and we burning down our own communities. That's what we doing and we might just kill some niggas, cause the police killed the brother. I ride for the cause, but I kill you for a color. That's what it's all about, motherfucker, kill a color. I guess my niggas riding for the force undercover, undercover. I guess that's why it's red, white, and blue lights. You can see him in the hood every day and night. Kill a recruiter, nigga. And you put that on mama, you a truer nigga. You just a newer nigga. Yeah.